Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I want to feel it so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We are going to empower you here on Herb Talk, as we like to do. And we are going to be talking about some condition-specific health matters and what Americans are doing about it. And as promised, we're going to also talk about headaches. And we'll see how the hour goes. If we have more time, we may pull up some other great stuff and talk about it. And we do have a good-sized quack report tonight. So we're gonna go over some of the things in the mainstream and some of the things not in the mainstream regarding health. And but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our military, always praying for our military, for America, for a decent candidate to step forward that we can vote for so that person can help lead this country back as one nation under God, right? Right. We keep praying for that. Cross your fingers. Pray for that. And, yeah, keep seeking the Lord's face because the time grows short, and you'll never regret the time you spend doing that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Thank you, Daffy. You know about those artificial fertilization that they do now for people having trouble, you know, having children, the in vitro, right? They call it IVF because, you know, what this means, in vitro means outside the body. So what they do is they take a woman's egg and a man's sperm and they fertilize it in a laboratory dish. And then that fertilized egg gets implanted in the woman's lining of her womb, hoping a fetus begins to grow there and a baby is born 9 months later, right? Well, huge money making process this fertility industry, and this IVF has many downsides, though, including the fact that it's not only expensive because a single cycle treatment's like $12,000, but it can take many treatments to become pregnant. So the success rate, though, also for spending all this money is only about 13% to 43%. So, and on top of all these drawbacks, you know, the drugs that the woman has to take to overstimulate her ovaries does have side effects. According to the National Institute of Health, it includes bloating, abdominal pain, mood swings, and headaches. But evidence is even more potentially horrendous is the side effect that besides this baby-making technology, these drugs can also predispose the woman to a higher risk of ovarian cancer. Researchers from the Netherlands have discovered that women whose ovaries are stimulated into producing extra eggs through these drugs, she can acquire ovarian malignancies later in life compared to women who don't go on into these fertility treatments. So this study is published in the European's leading reproductive medicine journal called Human Reproduction, and they are specific types of ovarian growth that is spurred on by IVF, known as borderline ovarian tumors. So, something to think about before you go do that. What else we got? Hey, turmeric, the spice, they say can cure pancreatic cancer. Wow. Somebody should have told Steve Jobs that, I think. It is the highest, pancreatic cancer, highest mortality rate. Pancreatic cancer is largely preventable and treatable through some simple dietary lifestyle changes. And this is according to Dr. Robert Wester. He's a medical doctor, and he's a surgical oncologist from California. So here's a cancer doctor. He should know, right? Besides what herbalists say, he should know, right? Now, Wester explained how the simple act of consuming turmeric, a natural spice popular in the Asian and Indian cultures, may prevent and even cure a type of pancreatic cancer that affected Apple CEO Steve Jobs and other forms of pancreatic cancer as well, he says. He says, pancreatic cancer, very dismal, deadly disease. But like other forms of cancer, up to 65% can be prevented by relatively modest diet and lifestyle changes. And pancreatic cancer, very slow growing, can take 20 years to become a detectable condition. And once it is identified, you know, they give you the conventional cancer industry, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, and these treatments completely ineffective. Right? Even if they have surgery, there's only like a 5% chance you'll even survive. So now, Wester often prescribes to his cancer patients taking turmeric spice because it has powerful anti-cancer contents. It contains what is called curcumin, and it's very good. Phase 2 clinical trial that they did in Anderson Cancer Center found that this turmeric was equal or even better than the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved drugs for cancer. So when you combine, he says, Dr. Wester says, when you combine the turmeric with olive oil, fish oil, and black pepper, the anti-cancer effects are magnified, amplified. So it works better because it doesn't absorb into the body as well on its own. So combine it. So getting plenty also of vitamin D and drinking green tea and eating lots of vegetables helps to prevent and cure the disease, according to this MD. Now, avoiding things like high fructose corn syrup, aspirin, processed meats that contain nitrates help prevent you from getting pancreatic cancer, because these types of foods tend to fuel cancer growth, okay? Well, moving along, vitamin D triggers some natural immune system responses against tuberculosis. That's right. Really no need, according to science now, to get vaccinated against tuberculosis, because if you maintain a high enough level of vitamin D, you're not going to get it. This is a study published in the Journal of Science Translation Medicine. Researchers found that the presence of even a little bit of adequate vitamin D level in the body prompts the immune system. It's a natural trigger to improve a response against diseases, and specifically, it has a chemical intervention if you are in contact with tuberculosis. Now, Mario Fabri, he's the Department of Dermatology at the University of Cologne, Germany. He studied the effects of vitamin D on immune system while he was at the University of California in Los Angeles, and what he discovered is that vitamin D produces hormones, and it's a critical to the T-cell development of the immune system response. It is basically the first responders to immune system, to the immune system, anything that's invading the body. It produces a protein called interferon and has been known to attack tuberculosis bacteria and prevent it from taking hold. So according to Fabre and his studies, they found that vitamin D is necessary for the immune system to produce another antimicrobial peptide called cathelleukin, and it provides humans the protection against various bacterial infections. Now, interferons fight more than just tuberculosis. These are powerful pathways of cell communication. They exhibit, they are known to exhibit immune system response, all sorts of things, protects you from viruses, bacteria, parasites, and tumor cells. Not just tuberculosis. So, vitamin D, folks. Vitamin D. Get in that sunshine. Federal government wants to test the anthrax vaccine on little bitty babies. Did you hear about that one? Yeah. A group of advisors in the federal government National Biodefense Science Board is suggesting to the Obama administration they want to inject an untested anthrax vaccine into healthy children, little babies, infants, just to see if it works. Completely unethical and just plain dangerous, but guess what? The Obama administration is considering approving that tomorrow. They're voting on that tomorrow. Basically, Joe Frater, he's a pediatrician and a bioethicist physician at Northwestern University in Frenberg School of Medicine. He says this: it would be difficult to justify testing the vaccine on kids simply on the hypothetical possibility that it might stave off an attack. Are we under anthrax alert or something here? Is there a reason? I don't know. But he says the same vaccine has been tested on adults and military servicemen, and the effectiveness was it had a lot to be desired. It's also been linked to some health conditions like hearing loss, neurological problems, and Guillain-Barré syndrome. So the chance that kids will be exposed to anthrax is pretty theoretical, making the risk-benefit calculus of testing the vaccine on healthy kids a little bit on the questionable side. I'd say not a little bit, but definitely on the questionable side. I say Obama can have his baby girls roll up their sleeves. Let's test it on his kids. What do you say? Not that I would really suggest that, but, you know, you step forward first, yeah, rather than sacrifice somebody else's kids. All right, what else we got? How does the CDC spend your tax dollars? Have you thought about that? Do you know anything about it? Well, there's been a new investigation from Congress. Claims that the agency has been pilfering, squandering hundreds of millions of tax dollars on things such as Hollywood scripts, posh fitness clubs and amenities, parties, and more. Yeah, the CDC budget begins in Hollywood, according to the investigation, where the agency reportedly paid a liaison to help develop TV dramas and soap operas that would write accurate medical plots. So the CDC was actually seeding the U.S. Citizen with propaganda in Hollywood scripts, and they paid $1.7 million, your tax dollars, to do that. The rest of the investigation shows that they spent and squandered money on non-disease-related expenses. The CDC built a new $109 million headquarters, furnished it with $10 million worth of furniture. They also spent $106 million on communications and a visitor center, complete with waterfalls, plasma TVs, and more. They spent $200,000 on a fitness center, which has $30,000 saunas, quiet rooms, and zero-gravity chairs, mood-enhancing light shows, all for just the CDC employees now. Of course, taxpayer dollars are not actually being spent on disease prevention when you think about all that. Also, they got AIDS grant money. The CDC reportedly took that money and put it towards workshops on erotic writing and how to flirt and how to throw an alcohol party. This is just crazy. Okay, and this is from a congressional investigation. They also, on that alcohol party, they spent $5 billion over the course of 7 years researching that. Crazy stuff. All you have to do is ask any college student, right? Also, they spent $269 million worth of the American tax dollar on efforts to eliminate syphilis, but then syphilis rates went up 68%. I would say that was an utter failure. Goodness. What else we got in the quack report? I know, as I told you, this was a big quacker tonight. Vaccine study reveals influenza vaccines prevent nothing, pretty much. You know, the propaganda we've been given from the CDC is your flu vaccines prevent 60% of the flu. In reality, the report that Lancet published on influenza vaccines that prevent influenza, it was 1.5 out of every 100 adults. You know, that was it. It wasn't 60%. So only about two, and the other part of the research said only 2.7% of 100 adults actually get flu in the first place. So, yeah. Okay, last but not least in the quack report. You remember that movie I, Robot? Will Smith, well, a little bit of reality coming home here. There's an English gentleman, Trevor Prideau, born in England without a left arm. He had difficulty using any kind of, you know, cordless or cell phone. You know, he only had one hand. So what he did is he contacted the folks at one of the phone companies and had them build him a cell phone into his arm, his prosthetic arm. So now he can take calls, he can text message while the phone sits within his arm. It's cradled in the little part of the arm there. It's flush with the arm. It fits smoothly there into the limb and is easily removed. He says people who have had, you know, motorbike crashes, soldiers coming back from war without limbs, this will greatly help them. He said he found it difficult making calls with a mobile phone, especially with a smartphone. So there you go. A little bit of science fiction coming home to real life. All right. It works. And that wraps the quack report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. Okay, we are going to be talking about a few things tonight, including headaches, how we can avoid those as much as possible. And also, we are going to be talking about some condition-specific things in the health news area. But before I get to that, I want to remind everybody, coming up on November the 3rd, we're going to be talking with John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group out in Colorado. He tours the country with some self-help clinics on improving vision, including macular degeneration. So he'll be joining us Thursday night, the 3rd of November, here on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. You can go to the powerherbs.com website, and on the homepage under What's New, there is a link that you can click on John Monroe to get over to Dr. Banker's website to learn more about their clinics that they put on throughout the United States. They travel about, so you can check out where they're going next. So that's coming up in November. Okay, and hopefully you enjoyed the interview we had Tuesday with Karen Malik with her interesting stats and scientific evidence regarding the link between breast cancer and abortion. I thought that was fascinating. So if you missed that show, soon it will be up on the archives at thepowerherbs.com. So check that out in the next few days. Okay, so let's talk about condition-specific health issues because, you know, a recent report that was published in the Nutraceuticals World, it stated that both food and supplements have a tremendous opportunity to address condition-specific health issues. And most people think of foods and supplements as a way to prevent illness, but then they switch to prescription drugs to treat an illness, which makes no sense to me, but okay, that's what most people do. So to get an idea of the percentages on specific conditions in which we use foods and supplements as a preventative, here's just a few. Diabetes, about 58% of us try to find something natural for that. Obesity, 57%. Cholesterol, 56%. Digestion problems, 48%. Cancer, 46%. Cardiovascular disease, 42%. And high blood pressure, 41%. Now, as healthcare issues heat up in America, more people are becoming concerned about health risk factors, especially the young segment of the population or our young adults. For instance, Generation X and Y, they see the connection between weight gain, cholesterol, and diabetes, and they seek to lower their risk of gaining weight in the first place, which is kind of smart, preventative healthcare right there. And who was it that said an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure? That was Benjamin Franklin, I think, right? So they are exhibiting that philosophy, that thinking. Now, further, you know, they connect the dots a little further because I have to applaud the younger generation for seeking ways to prevent future disease. They are realizing it is within their power to do something now and shape their lifestyle to lower their risk of disease as they get older. Now, some of the other dots that they have connected are the link between digestion health and immune system, regular exercise to enhance their metabolism and lower their blood pressure, and also reduce refined sugar consumption and improve their memory. So instead of drinking soda or diet soda, this generation will opt for green tea with ginseng. And with regular exercise, they also have discovered that with short but explosive exercise workouts to increase their metabolism, they're going to burn more fat and calories during the day. So strengthening the body core muscles will also burn fat to help maintain a healthy weight, and they have figured all this out. So this generation will respond well to products that are advertised to help with stress, energy, and sleep. And the youth of America, they don't want to be part of the disease management healthcare system, and they don't want to be part of the 52 million suffering from muscle joint pain, the 51 million suffering from high cholesterol, the 50 million with high blood pressure, the 49 million with indigestion, and the 23 million with diabetes, and the 17 million with osteoporosis. So this younger generation is going to demand cures, not crutches. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, so let's look at the problem. Because if food can prevent disease, why do we think it can't cure disease? What's that block all about here? Well, I recently, you know, spoke with Dr. Malcolm Hill. You might have heard the show. We talked with him on October 11th here on Herb Talk. Dr. Hill is he's a chiropractor in Georgia, and he's also the author of the book God's Healthcare Plan. Now, if you missed that air date, You can visit the archives at thepowerherbs.com and look for the show for October 11th. Now, Dr. Hill, he's a believer in assisting the body to heal with raw foods. He is a vegetarian, and he explains in his book some of the cases he has encountered in his career as a health educator and a practitioner. So the mindset of Americans is astonishing. Now, he offered an example of a female patient he treated who thought she was pretty healthy at 50-something because she was diagnosed with only two diseases. I think it was diabetes and osteoporosis. Another patient thought it was normal to be on 20 different prescription drugs, and many of the drugs were prescribed for the side effects of the other drugs. So we had a wonderful time chatting with Dr. Hill about the miracle of disease reversal through diet modification. And I also share an instance of a Chinese man. Let me tell you about this guy. I want to share this with you. A Chinese man who lived in a poor remote village, and he was diagnosed with cancer, but he couldn't afford to travel and to pay for the medical treatment, so he decided he was going to only eat vegetables, and when he couldn't afford the produce, he went and ate the plants outside his hut. That's what he did. And he noticed within 6 months his tumors were half the size, and then within 12 months he was completely cancer-free. Now, Dr. Hill agreed you can reverse disease through the right foods. Now, 4 in 10 Americans say they want healthy snacks. Actually, there are no healthy snacks, just healthy whole foods like fruits and vegetables. Now, I'm not suggesting the roll-up fruit snacks that are in the box either. You want to think of God's original packaging when it comes to snacking. Grab an apple, a banana, orange, nuts without salt, that kind of stuff. And what about eating out? You know, if you want to use food to prevent disease, what do you do when, you know, you want to go out with friends, family, and whatever? Well, it's becoming a lot easier to eat healthier when you go to dine out, okay? You just got to be a little bit, you know, a little bit firm in your decision-making. I'm kind of picky when I go and I dine out, and I select places that will adjust the entree to my preference. Now, I avoid menus that are loaded with cheese and meats. And when I do order, I have them remove all the dairy and reduce any of the meat portion to just 4 ounces. And then I'll even negotiate. Since I'm reducing the meat portion, I'll ask for a fruit or a vegetable side dish in exchange. And if the waitress is ensured that they can do that, ask to speak to the manager or, you know, just totally leave altogether, find another place to eat. Now, there is a new way of thinking, okay? The young American isn't pretty much, they're not chucking back the ding-dongs and the chocolate Yahoo milk. They see the writing on the wall, and they don't want to be tied up with prescription drugs sitting on the sidelines. They are more selective on their foods, especially if their careers are sedentary in nature. So instead of Lance snack crackers on the desk, you're going to see wasabi peas, unsalted nuts, and instead of coffee, you're going to see pomegranate juice or green tea. So the new generation considers these foods to be superfoods. Well, they're okay. They offer oxidants and protein, but they're not the ultimate superfood, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit here. So what do I do? Well, if I had a serious illness, my approach would be to assist the body to cure itself of the disease. This approach reverses the disease process and invites it to leave, and then it's much harder for the disease to reappear. So if you don't believe me, perhaps you'll believe a medical doctor. And let me read you this quote from Dr. Ronald Grisante, integrative medicine specialist. He says this, quote, "Taking prescription drugs is really a toxin made to shock the body into healing itself. Drugs are poisons, and they rouse the human body into a supreme effort to throw off the poison. The result is a general weakening of the organs, a transfer of the site of the disease to a different area of the body, which temporarily smothers symptoms until later when a more deadly form of the disease emerges." So that's your pharmaceutical approach to symptoms, treating disease, putting it off till a later date. And then it comes back with a vengeance, folks. We gotta take a break, but on the other side, more health news. Don't go anywhere.
of fire, no commotion, poker passion, deep and purple satisfaction. Baby, baby, gotta, give me, getting hotter. Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story. My beast of Fuji, I'm a Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Righteous Archer, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats, Back, and Tina Poppin'.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. 229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. Boy, we're visiting the 70s today with music. Thank you, Frank. I like it. All right. We were talking about some condition-specific things and what the youth of America has figured out, and I applaud them for that. And, you know, we talked about, you know, how you can use, well, in the Quack Report, we were talking about turmeric for pancreatic cancer. There are things you can do to prevent and even reverse problems. Now, if it were me, that's what I would do. I would use foods and herbs to do that. Now, for me, if I had a problem to assist the body, I would just go to raw juices, do that raw juice therapy, your vegetable and your fruit juices, and then you can add your superfood power mixes to that, your single-cell plant proteins. And this is going to provide some live enzyme building blocks to help the body repair and restore. And this approach is simple but effective. But you just don't want to put that off too long, you know, and say, ah, maybe I'll buy this, you know, because obviously you've done something to create an imbalance that has given disease a foothold in the body. So make some radical changes and help your body to stop disease in its tracks. Now, organ cleansing is also helpful to remove toxins. This is an added layer of protection because toxins, when they get lodged in the system, they can actually block or slow the recovery process. So if you'd like to read more about, you know, juicing, the juice therapy, and the organ cleansing, both those therapies are listed in the Power Herbs book. This is a PDF file that is emailed to you, and it's only $14.99. If you want to learn more about that book, you can go to thepowerherbs.com and look it up there. Also, the ultimate superfood that I mentioned is really the Body Foundation food mix. You can use that with your organ cleanses and your juicing. That's also on thepowerherbs.com website. And they also have the condition-specific formulas, things like for heart and cholesterol, diabetes, prostate, and more. So your health care options have become endless with the immune-boosting and organ-cleansing specialists at thepowerherbs.com. So check that out. If you don't have access to the website, give a call. It's a toll-free number. You can get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. That's a 24/7 toll-free at 866-229-3663. There's always someone live that you can talk to at Apothecary Herbs. Now, if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219, and get somebody there with a pulse. You know, if you want to speak to somebody live, you can also leave your information if you want a catalog on the service. But if you want to speak to somebody live, there's someone there. Okay, we're going to shift gears and talk about headaches. I've been telling you we've been talking about headaches in a long time, so here we are. We're going to finally get to this topic. Many people experience these headaches, especially now in this time that we live in. People have a lot of stress headaches. And we want to talk about how we can deal with them and maybe even avoid them. Over 45 million Americans, that's one in six people, have chronic headaches, which, you know, this has a significant economic impact. Many think that no matter what kind of headache you have, whether it's sinus, tension, stress, cluster, migraine, that they are all triggered by foods. Well, are they? Well, we're going to find out. Let's explore if our diet induces headaches and see what we can do to change that. Let's first talk about the most common headache, which is the tension headache. Experts say that the most common headache is the tension headache, which produces a dull, aching pressure, often appearing after maybe a stressful work day or a stressful school day, or maybe after some emotional trauma or stress. And some describe the tension headache as having their head in a vise with pain on both sides of the head. Muscle tension of the upper back, shoulder, and neck, and even the scalp may also produce pain. And muscle spasms may also be present, and severe tension headaches can make the person nauseous and ruin your appetite. So tension headaches, there's one of them. The next one is the cluster headache. Its characteristics are a deep stabbing pain near the temple or around the eye socket. Cluster headaches sometimes give the individual maybe a stuffy or a runny nose or a tearing red eyes or even a droopy eyelid. So these headaches last about 30 to 60 minutes. They often disrupt the person's sleep and occur several times a day in a cluster. Sometimes cluster headaches can last for days or months and then go away again for weeks, months, or even years. So more men than women tend to experience this type of headache. Then there's the migraine headache. It's pretty much the champ of all headaches because most experts agree this is the gorilla of all headaches, the migraine. Migraines usually occur repeatedly, and 60% of the time the pain is on just one side of the brain. Approximately 80% of migraines bring on nausea, and 30% experience vomiting and sensitivity to light and sound. The pain is characterized as throbbing or piercing pain, and 10% of the individuals experience a visual disturbance about 30 minutes prior to the onset of the pain. And more women, 25%, than men, about 8%, experience migraines, especially between the ages of 15 to 44, and they can have several migraines each month. Half of the individuals will get a migraine before they are 20, and one-third begin having migraines as teenagers. Approximately 1.5% will start having migraines before the age of 5. And children who get migraines can have pain on both sides of the migraine head, and migraines typically last about 24 hours. Now, hormone changes, like estrogen and progesterone, can trigger migraine headaches, although medicine does not know why that happens. So this explains why, you know, women may experience these migraines right around their menstruation or when they're pregnant or going through menopause. Now, there is a high-risk category. Our genetics play a role determining if we are going to be more prone or susceptible to headaches. This is where triggers beyond our control kind of kick in, like weather changes, bright lights, strong odors, menstrual cycles. These tend to set off headaches, and there's really very little you can do about those. Now, your diet. If you can control your diet, because food is most significant, it is the most significant headache-provoking factor. So Dr. David Buchholz, he's a neurologist. He consults at the Johns Hopkins University Hospital Clinic, and he says you can avoid certain food combinations that can pretty much overwhelm your brain's regulatory mechanism. For instance, he said red wine alone may not trigger a headache, but if you put it with blue cheese or you pair it with a stressful day, you could develop a migraine. So one piece of chocolate, also, he says, may not set off a headache, but a whole candy bar or a box of chocolate may set off a headache. So, heads up, your headache may not kick in right away and can show up later, maybe a delay. Therefore, keeping your food journal, keeping a list of what you eat is going to be necessary to pin down those offending foods. Let's go over some of those offending foods. Avoid foods containing trimines. These are the amino enzymes. Mostly nitrate foods will have this, and they'll trigger the neural and the blood vessel changes, creating headaches. Chocolate, cola drinks like Coke and Pepsi, aged cheese, cottage cheese, and even beer all will contain these triamines that can trigger headaches. Other foods are going to be avocados and overripe fruit, or even dried overripe fruit, like in your trail mixes, eggplant, figs, grapes, oranges, pineapple, plums, prunes, and raisins. So processed foods, they can also contain high amounts of triamine and nitrite levels. So beware also of the Australian specialty Vegemite, sauerkraut, and shrimp paste. These are all going to have triamine, very high levels. Now for the meats, processed meats, pickled meats, cured meats, game, birds, and wild animals. Anybody go hunting in your family? These all contain high levels of triamines also. You want to stay away from the fermented soy products such as soy sauce, tofu, miso, and teriyaki sauce. Now, if you overdo eating nuts, peanuts, coconuts, Brazil nuts, these may also trigger a little bit of hypertension with your headache, so watch that. Yeast and sourdough are also known to trigger off a headache. Some vegetables can create a problem for you, like lima beans, broad beans, navy beans, pea pods, onions, and vava beans. So you better watch that. Keep your list. Aspartame is a particularly a brutal problem when it comes to headache sufferers. You really got to read your labels and avoid that. Also, Dr. Joel Saper of Michigan State University, he is a neurological specialist at the institute there. He says that milk is a major food trigger for migraine headaches. However, Dr. Bulkhertz believes that the biggest trigger is going to be caffeine. So beware of some foods with no reputation also that could trigger a migraine, like cinnamon. Apparently can cause a headache for some people. So keep that food journal. Keep your list handy and write down those offending foods and avoid them. Let's talk about ice cream for a minute, because you know, remember when you were a kid, if you ate ice cream too fast or you chugged down something really cold too fast, you would create a temporary sharp pain, give you like a headache in the forehead area, and we used to call it an ice cream headache when we were kids. Remember that? Well, this usually doesn't last long, right? So why does that happen? Well, Dr. Saber says it is due to the cold contact on the roof of the mouth that stimulates the fifth cranial nerve that runs from the mouth surface to your brain. So this nerve is the main carrier for headache pain. So avoid drinking things really, really cold. According to a British study, drinking or eating something cold can trigger headaches in 46% of headache sufferers. Eating cold things slowly can help avoid that trigger. So, are there any antidote foods? Well, since headaches are blood vessel related and also influenced by inflammation, certain foods can help counteract the pain via the postaglandin system. Foods such as your fish oil and ginger root have been very helpful. Dr. James Brenman, he's a food and allergy expert, he says that 3/4 of all the headaches are food related, and people who restrict the use of trigger foods cut their headaches by as much as 85%. A Denmark study discovered a centuries-old antidote for headaches and nausea and nervous disorders. Dr. Kishmer Servistava at the Odense University, he tested ginger root and found that it worked like aspirin and migraine drugs, but without all the side effects. So ginger, they found, affected the prostaglandins, the hormone substance that controls inflammation, histamine, and pain. So ginger root actually blocks those prostaglandins, which reduce the inflammation and pain and headache triggers. At the first sign of a headache, he says, or even a visual disturbance, his test group took some ginger root, just a third of a teaspoon, 3 or 4 times a day, and they had significant benefit. So the study concluded that both adults and kids can safely use ginger root to prevent headaches. So ginger root, folks. Are there other things that you would want to avoid regarding headaches? Well, some known causes that can set off headaches other than foods are going to be neck, shoulder, and back muscle strain, pharmaceutical drugs, coughing, sneezing, eye strain, smoke, or chemical fumes, medical procedures like a spinal tap, dental problems like grinding your teeth or a root canal, and anything that would actually change your neurotransmitter brain chemicals. Okay, so what does the AMA treatment involve if you got headaches? Well, the medical establishment has the over-the-counter and prescription drugs. That's what they have to offer for symptoms of headaches. Stress management techniques will also be advised. Massage therapy may be recommended. And on rare occasions, maybe some alternative therapies. They, you know, doctors who are open-minded might mention things like ginger root. But, you know, obviously you have more power at your disposal by adjusting the lifestyle in regards to avoiding a lot of those triggers. I've repeat myself many times, and it's usually it's not going to be just one thing that fixes a problem like chronic headache. It's going to be a lifestyle change, avoiding those trigger foods, maybe you know getting some massage therapy or stress management, and using some ginger root and some other things, maybe cleansing the system of toxins, things like that. So it's a combination of things, but God has some powerful herbs that are truly amazing. You want to get certified organic, naturally aged herbal liquids. They're more powerful and they have a longer shelf life. So if you want to use ginger root, you can use that and maybe add a little antispasmodic herb like your lobelia herb to relax the smooth muscles and remove tension from the system. If you got a little bit of anxiety in there, you can take this tension and stress off the nervous system with a little bit of valerian root. There are a few options for you at the powerherbs.com website. They do have valerian root. They have lobelia in the relaxation formula, and they also have the ginger root. And they have an emotional stress formula that does a little bit more with some vitamin B. And if you need some hormonal balancing, if that seems to be a problem area for you, especially around the menstruation or menopause area, there are six female herbs that are very good that you'll want to use to help the endocrine system balance. That'll be your Mexican wild yam, your hops flowers, Damania leaf, Dong Quai root, Viatex berries, and the licorice. And all six are going to be in a formula, in the female formula section on the powerherbs.com website. Very effective, and money-back guarantee. And Apothecarius is coming out with larger sizes on many of their formulas. Right now there's the 1 ounce, and some formulas have the 4 ounce size, but soon you'll see a 2 ounce size at a significant discount, so you can get more and save more and get over whatever it is that's ailing you. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Plus, they do have a pain relief formula, an anti-inflammatory pain relief formula that doesn't have the side effects that your over-the-counter medications have, so you can check that out. It's willow bark and meadow sweet. It's an aged concentrate. You can use anywhere from 1 to 4 droppers. That's a quarter of a teaspoon to a full teaspoon, depending on how bad your day is. And instantly in the system in 60 seconds. So there's no pills to digest. It's very effective and efficient, and the body uses only what it needs. God's perfect medicine is what I call it. So you can check those items out at thepowerherbs.com, or you can call for a toll-free, you call the toll-free number for a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219. Well, we are coming up to the end of the hour, and let me remind you that we're going to be talking with John Monroe next month. So if you have vision problems, or if you know of someone that has macular degeneration, nearsightedness, farsightedness, conjunctivitis, any of these things, John Monroe is the guy to listen to. He'll be with us on the 3rd of November. So do tune in on Herb Talk here at 7 p.m. on November 3rd. It's a Thursday night. If you missed the show, we will be putting that up on the archives. I'll also be interviewing John on the 5th of November at 7 a.m. on GCN, my show on GCN. So it's a AM show, 7 a.m. Eastern time if you missed the Thursday night show. Now, we have a new vitamin vault up on the powerherbs.com website. I've mentioned that a few times. We are adding daily to that vault, and these are the formulas that Apothecary Herbs makes, but these are in a volume discount. So if you're worried about the cost and availability of your medical health care plan in the near future, or if there are some products that you regularly use that you need to use, you can pick these up now at a significant discount in this area called the Vitamin Vault. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. If you don't have access to the website, you can ask to have that information mailed to you with the list of products that are in there and the pricing, or you can simply call the toll-free number to ask more about that. That number, again, is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And I did get a question today, what kind of vitamins do you have? And we don't really make pills because pills require digestion. The liquids are just more efficient, they're absorbed right away, and they get to work right away. So these will be the Apothecary Herbs herbal concentrates, the aged concentrates, the powdered mixes. They're going to be there in the Vitamin Vault as normally on the website. They're there, but this is at the volume discount. So if you're looking for the male and female organ cleanses, you will need to click a different category on the website. If you're looking for the male hormone formula, you definitely want to look there under for men. And, of course, for the female formulas, the appropriate category for them is for women only. And if you need the Power Herbs book, click on the book and newsletter area. And if you haven't signed up for our free HealthQuest newsletter, please do so. This is a newsletter that's emailed to you, goes out a couple times a month with health news and updates on things you should be aware of in your healthcare system, as well as any kind of specials that Apothecary Herbs is running. And this is an opt-in only newsletter, so you have to request it. You can go onto the powerherbs.com website. It is free, and request that along with a free product catalog. Now, the Power Herbs book is a 400-page book with all kinds of herb secrets in there, stuff on juicing, organ cleansing, natural therapies, how to make your own herbal products, all in there. It's a 400-page book, but it's a PDF file, so it's emailed to you. It's not in a hard copy, but it's only $14.99, and you can put that on your computer. Now, if you do need a printable version when you order, just mention that. There's an area that you can type it in, please send me printable version, and we'll send you that file. So if you want to print it out, fine, you can do so. Just let us know you need the printable version, and we'll get that to you in no time at all. So if you have a health topic you would like me to cover here on Herb Talk, please let me know. I am available at Apothecary Herbs Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Time. So just give me a call. We'll chat it up a little bit. Or you can send me an email, wwilson@thepowerherbs.com, and we'll take care of it from there. And we'll try to get to you. If I'm not there, I will call you back. I do that. So I'm almost out of time. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be with you tonight, and hopefully the information we've imparted will empower you to go out there and make some healthier choices and enjoy life. And don't forget to hit those knees and pray for all of America. We all need to be healed here in America, the land, our political process, our judicial process, everything needs a little bit of assistance from the big guy, or a lot of assistance, really. So hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. And don't forget, we're coming up on the 22nd, no, the 15th. Dr. Rebecca Carley will be returning as our guest here on Herb Talk Live. That's the 15th. She'll be back. If you missed her this month on the 18th, hit the archives. Her interview is there. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or a therapy. I gotta go, but don't you go anywhere. Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin's up next. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.